Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and all those who are listening us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 19th of June, and here is partly cloudy on 30 degrees Celsius. The weather forecast for today says very warm with considerable cloudiness, and over the night we can expect more cloudiness. Temperatures ranging from low 28 to high 39 degrees Celsius with heat index on 41. Westerly winds at 13 km per hour with gusts on 19 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 8, which is pretty high. Moon is in last quarter, illuminated on 54%. On Saturday 21st at 4:21 PM is a summer solstice. Each solstice makes a turning of the year. Even as this northern summer begins with the solstice, throughout the world the solstice also represent a turning of the year. To many cultures, the solstice can mean a limit or a culmination of something. From around the world, the sun is now setting and rising so far north as it ever does. Symbolically, light and darkness represent soul and shadow, so now, with the solstice, the light of the soul is shining its brightest over the darkness of the shadow. It is a portal opening of energy that overwhelms obstructions, blockage and ego. And from Resident Assembly Service comes a special invitation on how to celebrate summer solstice. An extra general meeting to discuss concerns as a reply to upcoming Resident Assembly decision-making event. And it would be on Saturday, of course, 21st at 4:30 PM at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. Because, as they're saying, during these days, the Resident Assembly Service received a lot of mails in which different concern regarding the upcoming yes and no decision-making event of the newly proposed Auroville Council and Working Committee teams were expressed. Resident Assembly Service came to an understanding that there is a need to hold a third general meeting on this topic before the actual Resident Assembly decision-making event planned on Saturday 28th of June happens. The agenda is to clarify doubts and to find the points which are holding us together so that we can take the decision about the next step together in clarity and harmony. Clarity, this proposal's outcome is still in progress and part of an ongoing process which is intended to integrate community concerns during the coming months, such as feedback, competence and experiences. And everybody is strongly invited to attend. But if you got any questions or comments, don't hesitate to email to Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@auroville.org. And from green part of the city is an invitation to join the slow food movement, which is people movement on base of our lives, our food. And Solitude Farm would like to welcome people to come and celebrate the summer solstice with another green smoothie workshop that will be after lunch at 2:30 PM on Saturday 21st of June at Solitude Farm. And following is an excerpt from interview and invitation from Krishna.
So this Saturday we'll have our meeting, which is our third meeting, and different people will present different projects. I'll present the town hall project. I know Maya and Asha will present about the education in Auroville. Then Yasmin will present a project about how she's contacting Auroville cafeterias and restaurants and getting them to commit to use Auroville food. But then promoting those cafes, telling people in the news and notes, and these people are using organic rice, Auroville rice. These cafes are using, you know, so to try and bring us together and get us all on the same page. So everyone will present their different projects. By the end of that, and then of course there'll be space for people to bring their ideas, which are invaluable. But then we'll say to people, okay, what can you do? So the slow food movement was actually, it's not, I'm not really into this name. It's, I just used it as a name to start a meeting because I knew people would relate to that name because it's well known. What I've been trying to do and you know, along with Thomas and other people, Jeff and other people have been involved, Devyani, Martin, Jasmine, Arvin, many people have been involved in this, is trying to create a people's movement where we say that local food, its production, distribution, its consumption has to be a foundation of any society. All civilizations have been grown upon the fact that they've had access to their own food. And they've had autonomy because of that, you know. So anyway, Saturday...
10:30.
that's the 21st of June, 10:30 at Solitude. The following week on 28th, there's the same sort of meeting again, but exclusively about local food and education in Oroville.
Sounds promising. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's gaining momentum. It's beautiful. It's been a beautiful journey so far. I think it's going to spawn many initiatives that, you know, are independent, just doing things on their own because people want to do things, you know.
David from Luminosity and Uli for Our Silpan would like to invite us to join them again in their interactive collective exploration. An evolutionary cafe on Monday 23rd at Unity Pavilion starting at 6:45 with tea and biscuits and then the film at 7 p.m. Next week's video will be from Dr. Don Beck on the topic of spiral dynamics, which explains human value system in terms of increasing complexity and sheds lights on the dynamics between society and the individual. And for those who would like to have copies of these or any other the previous videos, they're asking you to bring your memory stick. Following are some announcements. Free store will be closed for 2 weeks from July 1st to 15 due to the maintenance and reorganization. And they're asking us not to bring donations this time. And they're thanking us and they are sorry for any inconveniences. And starting in the evening today, Thursday 19th, and ending Sunday evening 22nd of June, the teams of the Solo Kitchen and Lateras are on their yearly outing. So today the lunch will be given in the Solo Kitchen but no dinner. And from Monday 23rd onward, both places will be open as usual. Oroville Pre-Crèche is looking for a young and energetic volunteer with a strong background, being and loving small children. It is very urgent as the person should be in position to start working with them immediately starting from coming July, and they ask for a minimum 1 year commitment. If you are interested or if you need any further information, you can call Marie Angel at 262-3072 or Aroprem on 944-321-5065. New Era Secondary School will be organizing Inter-House Basketball School meet on 27th of June at Aspiration Sports Ground in Oroville. All are welcome to cheer and make the meet a grand success. They will start at 6:30 a.m. and finish at 10:30 a.m. IOT is an Oroville Vocational Educational Center which is offering 1 and 2 year vocational training courses for the youth of the bioregion, providing a learning experience that is responsive to the rural Indian realities and offers opportunities for a holistic personal development is a declared goal of IOT. Their students are in the age range of 16 to 25. They are looking for a social worker and a sports teacher who can support them in their extracurricular activities, including workshops in personality building, creativity, team building and social behavior, and who can further give counseling to students in need, bridge community gaps, and prepare students for placement. Ideally, the candidate can as well organize and give sports classes like volleyball, badminton, kabaddi, athletics, yoga. They're asking you to contact Lau Kamat on 944-323-8303. World Cup is going on for a week now, and those who are passionate about football and they don't want to miss any game, Laissez-Faire in Visitor Center is offering the space and showing all the games in real time. Tomorrow at Bharat News Auditorium at 7:30 p.m. they will screen John the Mate Part 2, The Prisons with Sandrine Bonner. At Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. documentary What Plants Talk About. And at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish drama Alone, made in Spain in 1999 by director Benito Zambrano. On Saturday we can see International Drama History War, The Flowers of War, made in China and Hong Kong in 2011 by director Yumo Zhang. And on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. at Children's Film they will screen comedy science fiction Inner Space, made in USA in 1998 by director Joe Dante. And later on at Cine Club at 8 p.m. they start to follow the Godfather trilogy. And this Sunday 22nd we can see The Godfather, made in USA in 1972 by director Francis Ford Coppola, of course with Marlon Brando, Al Pacino and others. And the mother wrote, "The world progresses so rapidly that we must be ready at any moment to overpass what we know in order to know better." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on orovilleradio.org.